America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card can make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, 500 business cards for just $9.99. What's more, you can choose between hundreds of designs or upload your own and customize them easily. And because they're from Vistaprint.com, the cards are of top quality and your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. So visit Vistaprint.com today and get 500 shots at turning your dream into reality. Hurry, because this offer won't last long. To get your 500 business cards for just $9.99, go to Vistaprint.com and use promo code 1111 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1111.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 1313 to checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 1313.
People say less is more. At Red Barn, we think less is better. It's what you won't find that sets our natural premium pet food apart. No byproducts, no corn or soy, no fillers. Just the natural ingredients your pets need to live the healthy life they deserve. Look at the label. We want you to. Red Barn Naturals Pet Food. Simply the best. Find it in your local pet specialty store. Red Barn canned food for cats and dogs is grain and gluten-free.
Doctors Foster and Smith Pet Supplies have a Vet VIPPS accredited online pharmacy covering all your pet's needs, from heartworm medications and anti-inflammatories like Rimadyl to non-prescription items like Canine Advantix Flea and Tick Preventive. Doctors Foster and Smith has your pet covered. We'll even contact your vet for you, all with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Low prices every day with free shipping on orders over $49. Shop online at fosterandsmith.com because your pet's health and happiness come first.
This is an Animal Radio News Update, brought to you by Doctors Foster and Smith Pet Pharmacy, with prescription medications and over-the-counter products like Advantix Flea and Tick Medication delivered right to your door. Learn more at fosterandsmith.com.
I'm Lori Brooks. A luxury apartment community near Grand Rapids, Michigan says it will be using DNA technology as a way to sniff out dog owners who fail to pick up their pet's poop. The Ridges of Cascade Complex, as it's known, is asking dog owners to swab their pet's mouth so that it can build a DNA database that will allow it to identify residents who ignore their very strict pet cleanup policy. The management company, in fact, has already contracted with the Tennessee-based company Poo Prints in order to collect DNA samples of each dog that already lives in the development. It's estimated that about 60% of the apartment residents there do own a pet, so from now on, if a doggy doo-doo pile is found on the grounds of the complex, a sample of it will then be sent off to Poo Prints, where it will be matched to the offending dog and owner, and violators will face a $350 fine. Anyone who has spent time with cats knows how they love to find their way inside of boxes and bags, but there's actually apparently a scientific explanation behind the attraction between cats and bags and boxes. According to the folks at Wired, cats are naturally wired to like small, closed-in spaces. They say it's their natural instinct for safety and security. Also, a cat entering an enclosed space is kind of an adaptive coping mechanism for them that serves to reduce their stress and give give them time to sort things out. And they say there is also a physiological reason your cat prefers small areas. Cats' temperatures do tend to run a bit cooler than humans do, so cats prefer a warmer environment than we do. So they kind of seek out a snuggly box or a small contained area that allows a cat's body heat to warm up that small space and keep it toasty warm. A community is coming together in support of a Lakeland, Florida woman who is now fighting to keep her pet alligator, that she's been a mother to already for 10 years. The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission says she may have to give up the pet Rambo because of a licensing issue. So she has taken the first step and started a petition on change.org asking the agency to allow Rambo to please stay in her care. A special Facebook page, of course, has also been set up to gain support for Rambo, who, by the way, is more than 6 feet long. He's a big boy. But according to authorities, that is pretty big. And they say a pet alligator that size must live on at least 2.5 acres or more of land. His owner says Rambo, by the way, has never, ever lived in the wild and has already developed sensitivity to sunlight and had by the time she rescued him 10 years ago. I'm Lori Brooks. Get more breaking animal news anytime at animalradio.com.
This has been an Animal Radio News Update brought to you by Drs. Foster and Smith Pet Pharmacy. With everyday low prices on products like Quelin and Rimadyl delivered right to your door with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Learn more at fosterandsmith.com.
You're listening to Animal Radio. If you missed any part of today's show, visit us at animalradio.com or download the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.
It's Animal Radio, and about a year ago, I was on our Facebook page over at Animal Radio. It's a great place to spend a good afternoon or two checking out videos. And someone had posted a video of a sloth, a little baby sloth. And that is about when I fell in love with these little critters because I'd never really known about them. You certainly aren't very educated about them here in the United States. Uh-uh. I've always dreamed, as many people have, about having a sloth. Wouldn't it be great to have a little pet sloth? Unfortunately, I don't think that's the way it works. I think they might be illegal in the United States. But if you do go down to Costa Rica, where Sam Troll, photographer Sam Troll, is with us. Hi, Sam. How are you doing?
Hi, good. How are you?
Very good. Now, you're down there in Costa Rica, and there's plenty of sloths, right?
There are a lot of sloths in Costa Rica. They're pretty much in every area of the country.
Oh, really? Okay. So tell listeners that don't know what a sloth is, what is a sloth? Is it a marsupial? Is it a primate? What does it look like?
It's neither. Actually, sloths belong to a family called Xenarthrins, and they're most closely related to armadillos and anteaters. But okay. They're arboreal mammals. They live solely in the trees. They can't live without trees. But they do kind of remind me of primates, but they're not primates.
And they don't move very fast, do they?
In general, no. They actually can move a lot faster than most people think. Like when people see a sloth at their top speed for the very first time, everyone's always shocked. They're like, wow, they can move. And I'm like, yeah, they can move. So they're faster than most people think. But yeah, they rely on conserving energy and being efficient.
I see there's a website associated with your press release here that's the Sloth Institute Costa Rica. So there's actually a Sloth Institute?
Yeah, so actually I first came to Costa Rica and I started working with an organization called Kids Saving the Rainforest, and they have a wildlife rescue center there, and then that's where I fell in love with sloths. But as I was working with them, I realized that there's such a great need to study them more and to learn about them more and to figure out how to release the hand-raised sloths and monitor them after they're released. So I started the Sloth Institute with a friend of mine. And basically the whole goal of the Sloth Institute is to save sloths by learning about them and teaching others how they can save them as well.
Is it legal to own sloths as a pet in Costa Rica?
No, it's illegal, and it's very good that it's illegal because they would make terrible pets. They would
Why
be
is that?
Unhappy.
Why is that?
They would be really unhappy. They're happy in the trees. I mean, most wild animals, in fact, all wild animals, they shouldn't be pets because they're not used to being with humans. You're taking them for element. It would be like us sticking you up in the top of a tree and saying, all right, have a nice life. So the opposite would be bringing a wild animal that's used to living in the trees into a house and asking them to be happy. They belong out in the trees, and their diet is very specific. They only eat leaves, and so it's very hard to replicate their diet. In fact, three-toed sloths are not found in captivity outside of their habitat country in general, because they don't survive. They just die because they're too stressed out, and nobody can get the diet correct.
Wow, they just don't seem like they're a stressed-out animal when you see them.
I mean, in general, sloths are pretty good at being relaxed, but they do hide their stress very well, and that's one thing that makes it tricky when you're trying to raise them and rescue them and rehab them, because it can be really hard to tell when they're stressed out because they have that permanent smile on their face that, of course, we interpret as happiness. But for them, it's just permanently there. It doesn't actually mean that they're happy.
So,
but it does make them extra cute.
Someone like me who just loves the sloths, what is the best way for me to interact with sloths? Would it be to visit Costa Rica or a country that has them?
Well, there are some two-toed sloths in zoos. Okay. And so you can definitely go to different zoos and see them.
But he's not going to interact with them, right? He's not going to, like, get in there and cuddle with them. And
no. Yeah, no, actually two-toed sloths can be extremely dangerous. They have a pretty bad bite.
Oh, so, really?
If you try to touch one, you could regret it pretty quickly.
Isn't that the same with the three-toed sloths, or is it just the two-toed?
The three-toeds are a lot calmer, but again, like, since they're wild animals, they don't like being touched.
Sure.
So while I understand the desire, it's not very good for them to do that.
So these videos that I see on our Facebook page of sloths in a cage eating, laying on their back eating fruit and stuff, they look pretty happy, but is that probably an unsavory situation that we're viewing on the video?
It could be. I mean, some of those videos are from rescue centers in the habitat country, like in Costa Rica, probably from Costa Rica. So a lot of those sloths, they're there, even though, you know, they probably don't enjoy being in a cage. They're there because they're sick or they're injured. And so whoever's taking care of them is trying to get them better to then release them. That's what we do. That's the only reason why I interact with them at all, is to rehabilitate them and get them back out into the wild where they belong. But if you do see any videos where it looks kind of like a pet situation, then that could be bad for them.
What is their lifespan?
We're not 100% sure. In zoos, there are some two-toed sloths that are in their 40s, so that's a pretty long time. A lot of the literature says that they guess that their average lifespan in the wild is like 10 to 20 years. So they have pretty long life histories.
Well, your book is great for anybody that loves sloths. I'd like to go ahead and give 10 copies away right now. It's called Sloth Love, an inspiring and intimate visual journey into the world of sloths, where you have photographed there's not one photograph in here that you could just not like. I mean, they're all so cute and so adorable. And you did a wonderful job photographing them, too. They look like they had fun getting photographed.
They do. A lot of them see me as their mother because they were orphaned, less than a week old, some of them. So I'm kind of the only mom they knew for a while. And so I think they got used to where they would hear the camera click and think, oh, mom is near.
That's it. We got to get down to Costa Rica. Huh?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Go visit these animals. Sloth Love, the book. Sam Troll, the photographer and caretaker of these animals. Visit the website, theslothinstitutecostarica.org. And, of course, links to everything you've heard on today's show over at animalradio.com. Sam, thanks so much for hanging with us today.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Hanging with us, that's a little sloth joke.
Oh, you did.
Thought I'd throw that in there. Well, this healthy serving of Animal Radio is brought to you by the grain-free Red Barn Naturals canned food for dogs and cats. Always made in the USA with natural, functional ingredients to support your pet's optimal health. Learn more over at redbarninc.com. Thanks, guys, for underwriting Animal Radio.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Find us at animalradio.com. Log on, learn more.
Did you know canine caviar diets are formulated with common health concerns in mind, such as diabetes, cancer, and kidney disease? You see, canine caviar uses low GI carbs, which reduce hunger and prolong physical endurance. Free of GMO, gluten, hormones, steroids, and antibiotics, canine caviar's 5-star dog and cat foods are the only alkaline-based foods in the world, and that promotes a healthy lifestyle for your furry family. Find out more at caninecaviar.com. Sleepwithsandra.com.
This morning, Sandra Snead wrote a joyful status. This miss is a soon-to-be Mrs. Over 300 friends liked her engagement post, and it got 76 comments. Sandra, you're one popular gal. Geico also has a comment on your status. Did you know you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance in just 15 minutes by switching to Geico? Just a way we're trying to help cushion a nice little nest egg for the future misses. Hashtag getting hitched. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
How fast are Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cat fast.
How strong are Allegra gel caps?
10 more lawns to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gel caps give you noticeable relief of your indoor and outdoor allergies. It starts working in just 1 hour, two times faster than Claritin's first dose, and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's relief when the pollen's off the charts strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster, nothing's stronger among OTC-branded oral antihistamines. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Get that flooring project done for less with exclusive deals from Lumber Liquidators. This week at 20% off more than 50 varieties of easy-to-install North American and European laminate, like painted mountain oak and vintage acacia. And we've lowered prices on our pre-finished 3/4-inch solid hardwood floors. Get solid wide plank antique oak for just $199 or solid hickory for $299. And it's your last chance to grab hardwood clearance deals from our famous April sale. Better get it before it's gone. Plus, special financing for the best deals on over 400 floors. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
Director Richard Linklater goes from boyhood drama to college comedy, and everybody wants some. They want some too. I'm in.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit-forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.